This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for us to get our focus on health, your health and well-being. Good Day presents Good Day Health. I'm, I guess, Mr. Good Day to some people. Doug Steffen, that's been my handle for almost three decades, so why not carry it on with a gentleman that I have great regard and love for, somebody that I trust with my body and my health, and his expertise and advice have done a lot for me and the people that I care about. That's why he's here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. This is a place, a hotbed of activity for people who have cardiac needs. He moved into this sleepy little town however many years ago, and now it's a very it's a booming place, so lots of folks there have issues. And people come to see Ken from all around the country, not just that region, but all around the country. If you want to visit with him, I suggest you do what I do and call the office at 352-735-1400. If you are new to this program, what we do is take a classic look and listen to the big health stories of the week as published in a lot of the journals, the medicine journals, and then talk about some of the questions that you have, some of the other studies that I've come across, just general information that reinforces your plan, or ought to reinforce your plan, to take good care of yourself. And if you're somebody who eats a lot, and you... when you go out to dinner, or even if you're eating dinner at home and you get up and you're stuffed, there's a suggestion in one of these studies about how to feel full and not really be. Is this like kidding your stomach, having an apple before you eat, that sort of thing, Ken?
It is. It's to try and get that full feeling in a healthy manner. And we often think about having a high-protein snack or whatever, or something to fill us up. But this is out of the medical journal Food and Nutrition this month. Doug, legumes such as beans and peas make people feel fuller after a meal than meat and may help with weight control, so you can achieve that sensation of fullness, you know, after you feel after Thanksgiving Day dinner with either a fiber-rich low-protein meal such as beans or peas, or with what people usually try to give themselves as a high-protein meal.
Really? High-protein meal. So beans.
That's the other option.
Mm-hmm. Well, protein is good because when they start, you know, getting into your stomach and then digesting, the gas created by them goes out, so you have more room.
That's the high fiber, low protein option. That may have not been what people thought would be a good way to get filled up, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Anything with fiber, apples are good if you have an apple before you eat. As I
Oat bran is great, high fiber, fills you right up.
All right, that's item number one here. Next is, you're a cardiologist. Let's talk about stress and heart health, because this is a big article this week. Although I don't know that there's anything, there's nothing different. I mean, this is a story. Stress is bad for you, period, end of story. Well, so what's new here?
What's new here is to try to understand how you can possibly have activity in the brain that will affect the heart. And the mechanism is what's now better understood after this Lancet Medical Journal article was published this week. We know that excessive mental stress contributes to a range of conditions, including high blood pressure, ulcers, asthma, and irritable bowel syndrome. You know, I like to say that mental stress is almost as bad for your heart as smoking is. And this link between stress and heart disease, it has been well established by excellent medical research. The news this week, which you were asking about, explains how these two areas, the heart and the brain, get coupled. So how can an emotion that is constructed in the brain, Doug, influence the physical health of the heart? Well, stress increases the manufacture of white blood cells and bone marrow. This in turn leads to an increase in and inflammation. Also, high levels of activity in a part of the brain is called the amygdala, which is a region involved in emotional processing, are associated with increased risk of a cardiovascular event, such as a stroke, angina, or a heart attack. And Doug, increased activity in the amygdala is associated with blood cell creation in the bone marrow and spleen, and an increase in arterial inflammation. So there's the link again. So we now better understand the association between mental stress and the damage it causes in the heart.
Really? All right. Have you seen this firsthand in your clients, some of your patients?
Oh, my gosh. I've seen it. I saw it zero hand. I saw it before we accepted this by good research. And I remember seeing this as a medical student and being poo-pooed by the professors that, you know, that was a silly idea. But I have seen this ever since I was a medical student in the 1970s, that stress is such a huge factor in good heart health. And you have to get that part of your life under control, or you're not going to stay on planet Earth very long.
Yeah. All right. So there's a little... a lot of food for thought.
And it's personal what works for you. What works for one person with mental stress reduction does not necessarily work for somebody else. You have to find what works for you individually.
Yeah. All right. So there's that bit of info. But here's something that sort of relates to it in terms of your heart health. But smoking, even secondhand smoke during childhood. I was around it. I don't think your parents smoked, but my... mother did. And did your
parents? My parents smoked it when I was at a very young age, and they both just cold turkey
stopped. Yeah.
Well, in the 1960s.
There was a lot of secondhand smoke around when I grew up with my sisters. And apparently, this particular study looks at how you, if you're going to get pregnant, how your body reacts to secondhand smoke. Remember, this is not you smoking, you're being around somebody who smokes.
Exactly. This was published in Tobacco Control the end of December. This is about children being around their smoking family members, the adults in the family smoking around the children. And what was discovered is that, Doug, non-smoking women who were exposed to secondhand smoke as children may have an increased risk of a miscarriage. So this is really pretty amazing. And what they discovered in this study was that the more smokers and the more smoking that the child exposed themselves to, the more likelihood it was that the woman would later as an adult have a miscarriage. So we really want to think about promoting smoke-free homes to protect our children.
Mm-hmm. All right. Think about that. Those of you who are parents, why would you smoke? Why would you smoke at all? Come on. You just end up as a patient of Dr. Ken's.
Well, it is amazing, and I think we've cut it down. You go to Europe, you see everybody smoking. It's really just amazing.
Well, the younger kids starting.
When you were in Israel, what did you see?
A lot of smoking. Yeah, a lot of smoking by people who have never been out of the country, haven't seen how it is elsewhere, which is a factor. You know, travel being worldly, it is. You go to the Middle East, everybody smokes. You go to Africa, everybody smokes. Go to Asia, everybody
Europe
smokes.
Also. Europe, they're thinner, but more smoking.
Yeah. So it's really and these bastards from these tobacco companies go around and they go to the less educated areas of the world and they give them out to get people hooked on them, and then they have to, then they start a new market. It's just awful. These people, they're mass murderers, these tobacco companies. Mass murderers. I mean, how else can you explain it? They are. That's what they kill people. They're legitimate killing machines. Tobacco companies. How can you explain it any other way?
I don't have any other explanation.
No, there isn't.
You know, I often wonder the FDA controls so much why they don't grab that.
Yeah, well, because there's political and there's money in it. That's why. The farmers can't stand up for themselves like the tobacco industry can, so they go chase the farmers around and they leave the tobacco companies alone. Aye. All right, let's pause for a minute now. 15 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen at your side, and working through some of these. We got the stories taken care of with the surveys, but there are a number of other things that are going on that are important, and people are interested in the results of good medical research this week. And speaking of good medical research, one of the things that you like about Superbeats, making it effective and safe, enhances your body's ability by converting the nitric oxide. You have better blood pressure, you have more stamina and energy. There's a lot of research that went into this, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. There's a physiologist, a PhD from Baylor University, who's been very much devoting his life to research on nitric oxide. But nitric oxide, the original discovery, was awarded the Nobel Prize, which is an amazing accomplishment. You don't get the Nobel Prize very often in medicine, just once a year for one discovery. And in 1988, this was awarded to the discovery of nitric oxide. That's how important this was. It was awarded in 1998 for the 1988 discovery. Nitric oxide, it's the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's used as a signaling molecule from head to toe. It tells the body how to do certain processes. And most importantly, it also tells the circulation when to relax, open up, and let the red blood cells in who are carrying the oxygen from head to toe to your body. So red blood cells, they carry two gases, we now know, oxygen and nitric oxide. They first release the nitric oxide to let the blood vessels relax, open up, so that the red blood cell can get in and release the oxygen. You need to continuously make nitric oxide, or you won't have enough. You'll be deficient in it. You just won't feel well. Your blood pressure will be up. Your body won't be working properly. And there are two products from this fine company, Neogenes, which is very much involved with this physiologist from Baylor University. They've got two products. One is Superbeats, which gives you a boost, a bolt of nitric oxide. So instead of your high energy drinks or 2 p.m., you're getting tired in the afternoon, you're going for those high energy drinks, don't go for this natural Superbeats, or you're working out, you want a boost of energy, Superbeats. But if you want to get your tank of nitric oxide level up, I recommend, which is so important for everybody, check your nitric oxide level with these saliva test strips, which this company sells. They're relatively inexpensive. And then if your level is low, you then need to get your tank, your body's level of nitric oxide, raised by Neo 40, which is an excellent product.
What Ken's basically saying or explaining is the power of nitric oxide. There is some L-arginine and oxygen connected. L-arginine is used by a lot of bodybuilders, weightlifters, people who are trying to become more muscular, because it just opens up everything and gets the blood to the areas where you're trying to pump up. And so that's just that's part of the story. There's such a great story here. The book Beat the Odds is available to you when you place your first order. Get a 3-month supply at the regular price. The folks at Super Beats will give you a free 30-day supply, plus this book, Beat the Odds, when you call 800-655-4183 and order your first round. You should be on it now. We're all on it. You get on it, too. 800-655-4183. We've recognized that what Ken is telling us is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It just works. And it's guaranteed or your money back to do what Ken has explained. 800-655-4183. Order Superbeats now. 800-655-4183.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doing? How's your health and well-being? You're stable, and that's good. Keep your body stable. Me, aware. We're here to make you aware of what's going on in your body, influences on your body, how you can help to make your life longer, more pleasant, happier, fulfilled, all that. Life's worth nothing if you don't have your health. Nothing, zero, nada. Forget about it. So Dr. Ken Kronos is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day, health, with a focus on organ transplantation, which rose in our country 9% last year. 33,000 transplants took place, and the number of organ donated in the last couple of years increased by 20%, Ken. There have been some rule changes, that sort of thing, behavioral risk factors, people wanting to live to be old. I mean, I have a very close friend who's 10 years older than I am. Last week I went to see him in the hospital. He'd had cancer about 10 years ago and went through the grist mill of treatment and came out of it okay. He's a wonderful guy. He smoked heavily when he was younger and now has this big lump in his big mass in his lungs. And it's all, the biopsy was all slimy and gooey and sticky. And they said, well, you can do this and prolong your life another 4 or 5 months. He said, no. So when I left him the other day in the hospital and I shook his hand, I know he was saying goodbye to me. He's been brought home from the hospital for hospice care, which normally means, what, a week or so?
Up to 6 months.
Really? It would be that much?
You qualify for hospice if you have 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the question came up about whether he would have a lung transplant, if that would fix the problem. I don't know. How do you deal? Can you do that? Can you take out a cancerous lung or cancerous organ and put in a new one and expect to be cancer-free?
Well, lung transplantation is possible, but it's usually not. It's very experimental for what you're discussing.
Yeah, so not likely. It's not a reasonable solution to the problem.
It's unfortunately the new options are immune therapy, which are really making some progress. And he must be so far along, and it must be in other organs, or they would have given him possibly some immune therapy.
What is immune therapy? How does that work? How would you use it for this or heart or any? Because we all know, how many times have we said this, if you have a strong immune system, you're not going to have a problem with most anything that comes along.
Well, you know how Jimmy Carter had serious
brain. Yeah.
And they're saying that he is cancer-free, which would be, you know, an amazing accomplishment. But he, among others, have been treated with the cutting edge, which is immune therapy, where you actually stimulate your own immune system to selectively go after the cancerous cells. And this was just a thought. You know, when I was in medical school, we dreamed about being able to do this, but this now is happening. And this is where the real advances are occurring in treating cancers. And Jimmy Carter is a good example.
Yep, and look at how healthy. Look at him in comparison to he and George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, the father, are the same age. The father won't come to the inaugural because he said, I don't feel well enough, I don't want to be exposed to the cold weather and all that sort of stuff. And I think that works. But Jimmy Carter, who's the same age and went through all of this stuff, has done a better job coming out the other end. And one wonders, you know, is it this just this immune stuff? Is it his attitude toward things? Is it his constitution, his makeup, all of those? You just wonder, don't you, about
all of the above.
What the facts are under the circumstances. Exposing children to peanuts early could help prevent allergies later on, an extension of a discussion that we've had off and on here. Is this a good idea or not? I guess you'd consider it's a good idea. Ken and I will talk about that in the next half hour, plus get to some of the questions that are floating around here. Lots of medical information on Good Day Health at 28 after the hour.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen. Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Effective listening strategy for keeping up with the health news. Most people, as they look around, I don't know if it's true for all ages, but certainly when you get to be 40 and beyond, you're concerned. Unless you've had health issues, then you're more aware. But by the time you're in your 40s, you want to know what's going on in your body. That's your job. So we're here to provide you a bit of impetus for that. Well-respected cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The idea of these, of all of the things that have happened in the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, allergies, and the peanut allergy seems to be on top of the heap. I don't understand this, but I think about a year ago, Ken, you and I talked about the philosophy of feeding peanuts to youngsters when they're first born. Sounds to me like the same strategy as any other immune enhancement, like getting a vaccine or, you know, being around the dirt, increasing or enhancing your immune system. So if you have a few peanuts when you're younger, supposedly your children, these guidelines that came out this past week, exposing infants to peanut products sooner rather than later could prevent them from developing allergies down the road. And as I say, it's not a new idea. This has been studied before, but there's been a lot of confusion from what I remember in our conversations about the details. Do you expose babies in the womb to peanuts? And how did this all start anyway? I just don't think, some of these kids are getting eczema and that sort of thing because of the peanuts. We never concerned ourselves with this when we were kids. You didn't, I didn't.
Well,
so what has changed?
What's changed is how common peanut allergy has become. It's now reported that 2% of all kids have peanut allergies. And when you and I were young, it was probably 0.1%.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
That's
a mystery. And I don't know if it has something to do with, you know, we've talked about this before, the cleanliness theory where, you know, today the parents are so concerned about exposing the kids to germs at all, and so their immune systems just don't develop early on. And you talk about, you know, bringing the infants to the farm and exposing them to everything.
Yeah.
So that's one of the theories, but why is this dramatic increase from almost no one to 2% of all kids having a peanut allergy? Like you say, when you and I were young, we didn't know anyone with a peanut allergy.
No.
But today, they've changed the way they serve foods in elementary school, and you see kids carrying EpiPens, and it's reported 2%. But what has changed in trying to deal with this, when you and I talked last about this in 2015, there was a landmark publication of the New England Journal of Medicine from some clever and courageous pediatricians who actually decided to expose those infants who were felt to be at high risk of a peanut allergy. Instead of keeping them away from it till much later in life, they actually brought it to them as they were infants. And what was discovered was there was a dramatic decrease, like an 80% less likelihood of these high-risk infants then subsequently developing as adults peanut allergy. So that is what has evolved over the last year, changing the whole guidelines from these high-risk kids, you know, the ones who are either allergic to eggs or who have eczema, these patches, patches of skin that become inflamed, itchy, red, and cracked, which we call eczema. When the eczema is severe with the infant, these are the truly high-risk kids, and they're now being exposed as infants to peanuts, and it's working out. And that's what these guidelines are that you're referring to.
Right. You should never give infants or young children a solid peanut, the guidelines note.
And don't do this if your child is at high risk and has severe eczema. Don't do this yourself, because if they do have a reaction and you don't have an EpiPen, the child won't survive. So if your child has severe eczema, talk to your pediatrician about the pediatrician exposing them the first time to some sort of peanut, and then going from there. The pediatricians now know all about this.
Preferably before they turn 6 months old.
Absolutely.
Small taste of peanut butter, peanut powder, that kind of thing.
The powder is what's used. And what they'll do also with the high-risk kids is they'll test them, they'll allergy test them. And if the allergy tests are positive, then the pediatrician will definitely do it themselves with the EpiPen right there close by. If the child is tested allergy negative, then they'll give them a lot of peanuts and try and make sure they build up some sort of good response to it.
The outgoing Surgeon General says that addiction is a disease. This was the first report on addiction. Instead of a character flaw, it's a disease. You know, there are some people that have that word disease. Do you think that's overused? Is it, you know, all of these things can be? I remember somebody once said that if you're gay, that's a disease.
Well, I would not group sexual preference and addiction in the same bucket there, but let's get the sexual preference out for a second.
I didn't mean to. I was using that as an example. I don't mean it to be the main thread of the conversation.
The question comes up usually with addiction: is addiction? You know, do you I'm going to ask the question, do you blame the individual for their addiction, or is the addiction out of their control? Just like, you know, you don't blame the person that they have an appendicitis because, no. You know, usually...
Well, what a great example that is, yeah.
You know, usually it's not one's fault if you suddenly wake up and you have a horrible bellyache and you need to get your appendix out. And you know that's the disease model. You don't blame the patient for the disease. A doctor should never do that. And the question is, should that be brought on, extrapolated to addictions where we don't blame the patient? And you know, I don't think you get very far with blaming, you know, the patient for addiction. You get over addictions when the patient wants to get over their addiction, and and accusatory blame initially out just gets rid of the conversation immediately and just cuts the communication. So I don't know if you really get, you know, very far initially or ever by just blaming somebody for their addiction, but you get over, again, addictions are very hard to deal with. It was some of the most challenging aspects of medicine that any provider deals with. But yet, step one is you need an individual who wants to change.
I know, you know, my son is a drug and alcohol treatment.
Now, I'm sure he has an opinion about this.
Yeah, he does. And it's one of the things he finds most frustrating. He's dealing with 14 to 18 year olds for the most part,
challenging.
And families that are well to do, and the parents don't really pay
even more
attention to what's going on. Yeah, a real challenge. And he said to me yesterday, he felt like he was screaming to the moon because he keeps selling these people the same sorts of things, and it doesn't, with some, seem to register. And he gets very frustrated because some of this stuff is pretty obvious as to what's going on. The behavior, what causes it, and they so much worry, the parents worry about what the child is taking, and Brennan said, doesn't make any difference what he's taking. You got to get him to stop. It's not, why is he doing heroin, or why is he doing pill? Yeah. What difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is how you get him or her to stop, and you don't do it by trying to find excuses. More often than not, this is not the medical side of it, but the parents are always trying to blame something. They're always focused on the blame game. Blaming never fixes anything.
Well, people who are addicted to anything, and often the people who love them, create their own reality.
Yeah.
And that's how they deal with these things. And until you stop blaming others and own the problem, you just don't solve it.
Mm-mm. All right, let's continue with our conversation. Very instructive. I always find these times with Dr. Ken fascinating. We're going to talk about some upcoming surgery for me, how I have to prepare, and how it may help you if you're facing any kind of surgery, what it is that you need to be prepared for. So I'll be the guinea pig in the conversation as we continue here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 43 past the hour.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See storestables.com for details.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Select Corlux styles are up to 15% off. It's the ultimate waterproof wood look flooring. Get wide plank distressed hardwood from just $1.79 a square foot and gunstock wood look tile for 99 cents. More deals from 59 cents and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the January flooring sale today.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash
47
offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Here we are. 47 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. The long-awaited surgery on my foot has been scheduled for February the 3rd. It's the removal of my bunion, the strengthening of the tendons in my ankle, the fixing of my flat feet, and other things that are ancillary to it. Four different procedures all in one. And they bring you in 90 minutes before you have the operation. They prep you. They put you to sleep for as long as it takes to get it done. You wake up and somebody comes and gets you and they bring you home. And so I've never had an operation, really. I mean, I've been in the hospital a couple of times for things, my bad back and stuff like that, collapsed lung when I was younger. But I've never had something like this that was sort of a remake or a rebuild. You hear stories all the time, people getting their knees replaced or hip replacement. And I'm really doing this, as I've said before, Ken, because I don't want to have hip replacement down the road. And if your legs are kind of out of alignment or adjustment, then it can lead to other problems, not only with your hips, your back, all that stuff. It goes all through your body. So when he told me some of the stories the other day, a little apprehensive about it. If you didn't know me, what would you tell me to do to be prepared for this? Because it happens. I mean, he does these operations. There's 14 of them every Friday from 6 in the morning until 8 at night. That's what they do with this place. I know, it's UCLA. But what do we need to know before we go into anything like this?
Just to back up, comment on what you did already. In today's reality, the world of full disclosure, we have to scare you, unfortunately, way too much before we do any procedures, because we have to tell you every possible adverse reaction that can possibly occur or that's ever occurred. So, so you're not rushing for your lawyer afterwards when you have a complication stating you weren't warned. And, then you have to sign informed consent.
All kinds of documents to sign, yep.
Right, that you agree that you've been explaining these things. So that's what they're going through. And unfortunately, to most of us, that is frightful. So that's where that is. But the usual good things is to just make sure you take good care of yourself and you do these things. Eat well, sleep well, limit the stress, minimum alcohol, and just the things we talk about all the time to keep the immune system up is the best thing to do.
Common sense. Dr. Ken, a lot of common sense with him here on Good Day Health. Good.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, medical expert on the program to discuss these issues, the medical news from this week. Exercise in the focus here, as there is all over the place people wondering about this report that suggests that if you exercise over the weekend, 2 days, it's the same as exercising a lot during the week. How is that, Ken?
Exactly. Doug, we all need at least 2.5 hours each week of moderate exercise to control body weight, lower cholesterol, maintain blood pressure, and control blood sugar. People who exercise regularly have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke, and they have lower blood pressure, better cardiorespiratory health, and overall fitness. But the big question has been, do you need to space your workouts out over every day of the week, or is one or two intense workouts just as effective? The results of this study, JAMA Internal Medicine this week, show that so-called exercise weekend warriors get the same health benefits as those who exercise every day. So if you have one or two intense workouts and get the 2.5 hours in one or two workouts, it's just as effective as keeping you on planet Earth as getting a little bit every single day. Good news.
Interesting that they studied 63,000 adults, too, in this study. So not just a few people here and there. This is a big study.
Big study.
Big study. All right, let's speaking of studies, here's another one that links stuttering to the amount of blood that you're getting in your brain.
Exactly. This is from Human Brain Mapping this week. An estimated 3 million Americans stutter. It occurs most often between the ages of 2 and 6, but stuttering affects people of all ages. Most children outgrow it, but for 25% of those affected, stuttering becomes a lifelong disorder. The news this week is the discovery that reduced blood flow in a part of the brain that's linked to speech may put people at risk for stuttering, and the more the blood flow in regions of the brain tied to speech and language is restricted, the more severe the stuttering. So hopefully one day we can come up with a treatment for this and improve blood flow and get rid of stuttering.
All right, so our continuing conversations about the product that comes from the folks at Superbeats, one wonders how we could apply this, if at all, as long as we talk about Superbeats here as the people who bring us your report. Less blood flow to the brain could lead to stuttering. So if you're on something like Superbeats that opens up the arteries and gets the blood all over your body, does that help to prevent this sort of thing?
Well, we need a study. It's worth trying.
Yeah. Well, that is a study. Superbeats and put it in. Let's talk about Superbeats and why it is that it works. It opens up the blood, the vessels that carry the blood all over your body. And in 20 minutes, you're going to feel like $1 million. What is the medical principle that makes this work?
Nobel Prize-winning discovery in 1988 that there's this third important gas in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe, and before they can get into the circulation, they need to spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, like a garage door opener, so that the blood vessels relax and open up so the red blood cell can squeeze in and get through. You need to continuously remake this nitric oxide, so you need plenty of the building blocks of nitric oxide so you can have enough. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, the blood pressure goes up, the circulation won't open up, and the body just won't be functioning properly.
All right, so take Ken's advice and our advice. Everybody that's on my staff on this program is on Superbeats. And Superbeats, as Ken has suggested, is a great way for you to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. He's the doctor. He knows. He's the cardiologist. He deals with healthy circulation issues or unhealthy circulation issues every day, all day. And Superbeats is the way to combat that. Plus, it tastes great. Get a 30-day bonus supply when you make your first call to 800-655-4183 to order Superbeats. You've never been involved before, now's the time to do it, because once you order your first 3 months, you get an extra month free, you get the book Beat the Odds, explaining what Ken has just been talking about, and you get free shipping as well. So go to 800-655-4183 and order Superbeats for a much different and better way of living your life in a healthy way. 800-655-4183.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heat.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.